Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, we're live at Westwood One's NCAA Final Four Radio Row, and we are now joined by Bobby Hurley, two-time champ at Duke, head coach, current head coach at Arizona State. Bobby, I think one of the coolest things, man, that about this Final Four. Bobby can hear me though. one of the coolest thing about the different events here with the Final Four is really all the head coaches around college basketball coming here. Other than, and we're going to get to this, obviously your brother coaching at UConn, so there's a little added incentive to be here. But other than that, man. What is it that brings all you guys back? What do you guys hope to accomplish in this 3-4 day span during the Final Four?
Well, for me, it's an opportunity to see a lot of coaches, get a chance to connect with people, certainly in our business, and also just to remind myself of what I'm coaching for and what I'm shooting for. Like my wife and I a couple of years ago were walking downtown Minneapolis before the Final Four. And it was right before the games, and the bus, literally the team bus was there, and there were like 75 fans that were cheering for the players to get on the bus. And I just said, hey, I'm gonna be on that bus. I'm going to get on that bus, you know, one year. Yeah. So I want to be here to see, you know, the whole environment and certainly and keep striving to want to do that, you know, for Arizona State.
Yeah, Bobby, congratulations on the season, by the way, as well.
Appreciate
as y'all had some amazing moments. That Arizona game, I almost lost it when he made that.
Yeah, we kicked off March Madness a little early.
Yeah, you did, man. Yeah. I just want the honesty in that moment. We're just sitting there, because to me, I'm walking away thinking, all right, we're getting ready for the next game. It was a triple hitter, getting ready for the next one.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there right on the sideline, and it is dire at this point.
Yes.
Am I about to go ahead and walk over and get this handshake going? And then he knocks it down. I saw you lost it a little bit,
yeah,
too.
We had 2 points something. I forget what exact number it was. But I had no timeouts left. And I needed two players on the free throw line because their center, Balo, was shooting two foul shots. I was able to bring three guys over to me. I got my board. I said, you're taking the ball out of bounds. You're setting the screen. My leading scorer was going up the sideline. If we could hit him, take one or two dribbles, get something to the basket. So I was able to put that together with my guys, and I think it gave the guy, the shooter, as Cambridge, about a minute to think about, hey, I'm going to be most likely taking a half-court-ish type shot. So he had at least some kind of preparation for that. But more than that, I mean, when it left his hands, I had a perfect look, and it was tracking, man. And I just, you don't know if it's going to go in, but it looked like it was. But you're right, I lost it after that. I was like a player again, man. I totally lost my composure.
That's crazy to me, man. He's got that entire scenario memorized, right?
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
How long ago that was, the time,
the recall,
how many free throws.
The recall's sick. But you mentioned it took you back to some of your times as a player and all that kind of stuff. How does doing what you're doing now, coaching, compare to your time as a player at Duke? Obviously, you had a tremendous amount of success there, and you're trying to get there now as a coach. But how does it all feel? How does it all compare?
Well, I mean, just all your experiences help. Just my time at Duke, playing for a legend, playing for my dad as a Hall of Fame high school coach. All the things you accumulate, the knowledge, and you're constantly learning as a coach through experience, like the failures, the losses, the wins. And you're like, right now, I'm close to my prime, I think. I've had 8 years under my belt in the high major, and you know, went toe to toe with TCU, lost a close game in the NCAA tournament against a very good team. And so I think we're knocking on the door. We're getting closer. But yeah, just learning as much as you can and taking what I could take from a loss in the NCAA tournament. And how's that going to translate in the future for further, you know, run in the NCAA tournament?
Bobby Hurley with us, head coach of the Arizona State Sun Devils. As you said, it's a little bit more. Your brother is the head coach here at UConn. I guess my question is, do you call him Dan? Or are you still just call him Danny? Because he just made the switch. Do you call him Dan?
No, we're Dan now. Yeah, Dan.
Oh, you did.
Dan, and he's like, Bob, what's up? And that's our conversations, how we started. Yeah.
I thought you might just say, I'm not going to stop calling you Danny. You're Danny. You got big time going with Dan.
Well, talk to us a little bit about his squad, man. I mean, I'm not going to make you pick. Show may be the bad guy trying to make you pick. But just a little bit about your brother's success, about the obviously being here and watching him with your family, man. That's got to be another memory that's crazy to be able to make, man.
It's surreal. It's super cool. I was able to, you know, unfortunately our season ended with TCU and his, you know, he's moved on and they were in the Western Regional. So I was able to get to Vegas and watch both games and just to, you know, see how dominant they were, and it's a helpless feeling. You know, even though they were winning impressively, you're still like, I look at it from the coach's lens and the friends, and so I'm like kind of living and dying every possession with him, and the nerves are going. But he's just got a complete team. I mean, it's he's got great inside players. Got Sonogo is one of the best inside guys. He brings in a freshman at 7'2" that could score and block shots around the basket. Hawkins is like a reincarnation of like Ray Allen out there, just hitting threes, and they could really shoot it. So it's hard to find a weakness, and they play really hard. But you know, Miami's a heck of a team, though. It's going to be a great matchup because they got some guys on the perimeter that could go off the dribble and make plays. So I think it's that game is going to be a really, you know, interesting game.
You said you've been 8 years at a high major here. I'm curious from you as a head coach now. We've been talking about this all week. What's it like now from when you started as a coach and now dealing with the transfer portal, NIL? What's it like now?
Well, it's been a lot of change the last couple of years. You know, just like COVID, you got all the stuff I had to do then, man. That was crazy just navigating that so we could play a season, and just all the testing and the phone calls about who just was contact traced out of a game. Well, we got to stop for 2 weeks. So we kind of went through that, and then that kicked right off into the transfer portal. And I think you're seeing like some underdogs get to the Final Four in advance because of the constant change. You're just not able to keep a team together and build teams as much anymore because of the frequency of guys leaving or turning pro. And that's probably why you're seeing teams that have been able to advance that maybe in years past it wouldn't have been like that way.
Bob, you got that championship ring on right there, man. When you look at that, what's the one play, the one moment, the one win that comes to your mind?
Wow. Probably
too many of them.
Yeah, too many. I threw a lob to Grant Hill against Kansas that he just climbed the ladder and just like threw it down. That was a signature one. I hit a three versus UNLV. It was huge too. Those two probably, but I'm trying to give all the vibes to UConn from this. If there's anything left in this, I'm trying to hand it to
your big bro, huh?
Yeah.
All right, man. That's Bobby Hurley Jr., man. Bobby, we appreciate you joining us, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You see that highlight all the time for Grant just going up. Snagging.
Oh, I didn't even catch that against Kansas. He's a Kansas guy. He's a Kansas guy.
I had to drop it on you, Bobby.
Jayhawks are going down.
Oh, that's great, man.
There's Tyler right there checking in, getting Mama Linda in there right there on me.
Find you a few more excuses.
That's absolutely great, man. It's always good to have them kind of do. So look, they got a couple more questions in right there than old Bill Walton.
Could you imagine if, like, did your brother go by? What's your brother's real name?
Is it Ernest Henry Sterner IV?
And you called him Hank forever.
He went by Hank, yeah.
And then what if years he got a different job and said, you know, I'm going to start going by Ernest?
O-E-H?
would you start calling him Ernest?
Nah,
hell no.
he'd have to be Hank.
My man was Danny Hurley forever. Then about 15 years ago, yeah, man, I'm Dan. Don't call me Danny.
it was 15 years ago that happened.
10, 15 years ago, he didn't go by. He started going by Dan. Dan. Oh, man, get up out of here, man. You Danny.
Oh, that's great, man. But you got any of them questions that you wanted, that you had for me from from Bill?
Yeah, you know, Bill, as we have you here.
By the way, if you weren't listening a little earlier, make sure you get that Audacy app, AUDACY. Make sure you download that Audacy app. You can rewind it. What time was that Bill was on?
Bill came on with us about 3:45.
Was it just 2:45?
2:45.
At 2:45, Bill Walton. Yeah, you heard me. Bill Walton. He joined us. It was absolutely great. You got to go back, hit that rewind feature, go back and
it
listen.
Was something.
Show of course had several questions and wanted to dominate the segment. Bill wouldn't let him. So
dominate. I just wanted to conduct an interview.
Well, I didn't know. I mean, but if you had any questions that you wanted me to,
no, I had a couple. I was gonna say, you know, Bill, I listened to you in the West Coast or the Pac-10 conference, and I want to know from you what do you feel about your alma mater UCLA and USC moving to the Big Ten, having to go to the Big Ten conference now. What is it going to be like for you playing games and having to travel to Minnesota and travel to Purdue and stuff like that? I wanted to get his thoughts on that.
Oh, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that Bill would have embraced the travel. There's no doubt about it. Bill would have embraced the travel. I mean, he somehow turned Houston into Hawaii, so he would have embraced the weather. I mean, the Big Ten weather.
He would
weather.
Have done that, boy. I mean, West Lafayette is beautiful here, isn't it?
Hey, why you say that, though? And obviously not basketball, more the football-wise. But could you – I mean, think about, like, the shock that USC and UCLA is going to go through when they've got to go to the Big Ten teams and play football in the middle of the winter.
When they got to go to Piscataway. New Jersey.
Come on, man.
That's the Big Ten, too, where they got to go to play Rutgers.
I guess that when you talk about the
Pac-12. Why do I know the name of that city?
Yeah, I didn't know exactly what the hell you were talking about until you said in school. But, I don't know. I just – outside of maybe a random bowl game here or there, they play in cold weather. I mean, am I straight? I guess Washington.
And it had to be a really.
I guess your northern
Oregon gets,
your northwest schools get pretty cold up there.
But it's a different kind of cold. It's not like
it's not Midwest cold, right?
No, it's not like what Lincoln, Nebraska can get, or Michigan State, how cold it can get there. Yeah, that'll be strange. I also was going to hit him up. I was going to talk about my bike issue. I think he'd have really embraced that one.
Yeah, and hey, you need to take our guest in the first segment, Janice. My mind went blank. You need to take her up on that. The old pedal. Have you seen those pedal bikes?
No, I don't want to see them. I don't need to see them.
You've not seen the pedal bikes?
No, I haven't seen.
Or actually, they're pedal-less bikes. If I'm being honest,
they're pedal-less bikes.
There's no pedals,
that sounds
bro.
Like that sounds you, like even worse.
All you do is sit, and your feet are on the ground. So instead of you jogging behind your family, you can Freddie Flintstone that thing.
So you just get do you it a, with your feet?
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
It's for kids, man. Like, kids use it, and they don't. I think you can still get your cardio. You can still get your steps and everything in.
I'll just do it. I'll just get my steps in, but with my steps. Listen, guys. The bike thing is dead. It's not happening. Janice, the way she looked at me, is not going to deter me. I'm not learning how to ride a bike. Not doing it.
Well.
Not doing it, whether you Tyler.
Tyler and I are going to keep pushing
I'm
on
I'm going to put adult training wheels on them. I don't know. That's not going to work. I'm not doing that.
So we got some good news, if you will.
I like good news.
White boy Chaz.
Oh, God.
There's a report out there. Boss man, who was that? Brian McTaggart. That's right. Brian McTaggart. Is a very trusted Astros source, if you will. He reports that he talked to Dusty, and I'm paraphrasing here, he talked to Dusty, and Dusty said that white boy Chaz will be starting the next two ball games. Not tonight, but the next two ball games. So the back end of a four-game series versus the White Sox. Turn that thing up. T, come on down. Good news, baby. We should have broke that. We should have broke that.
Oh, you wanted a breaking news sounder for that.
You, absolutely. Are you kidding me? I mean, so now you were beside yourself a while ago. Now all of a sudden you're too cool for school.
Yeah, I don't think Dusty deserves a breaking news sounder for doing
No, Dusty damn sure doesn't deserve it. White boy Chaz does, though.
This, like, right now when I hear that, so is that the case? So it's not just the next game he's going to start, the next two games that Dusty has already decided that?
Yeah.
This is clear. Even more, I believe, there is something going on in some sort of a message sent something something here. Why is he not starting the first two and then, all right, now he's going to start? Or is the last two against lefties? Is that who's scheduled to pitch?
Well, I'm not. So the White Sox I do not know exactly who is scheduled to pitch. I do not know, but I'm not playing into the Jake Meyers gives you a better chance to hit this guy or that guy or the righty lefty. I'm not there. I'm not going to play Dusty's game with that. Brian McTaggart, Dusty Baker said, this is quote word for word. Dusty Baker said, Chaz McCormick will start tomorrow and Sunday.
All right.
I know we got to move on, but here's the thing. Here's the deal. It's the fact that Dusty answers with a more specific question tells you that there's something going on.
Yeah, this like, is something.
Dusty
that
would
is...
typically be like, oh, man, I'm not worried about game three and four. I got game two to worry about. I just put out the lineup for game two. What are we talking about? No,
now he's locked and loaded for three and four.
Now he's my three and four, my game three. Now all of a sudden, he's treating center fielder like he is playoff starters. Now my game, we're going to announce our starting rotation.
No, he's going to get the next two games.
Right.
I don't know if he felt pressure or whatever, but this clearly to me says, yep, something's up. Something happened, some sort of, and maybe you're right. You've called it from the jump. When Chaz came out and was just a little bit too aggressive with it's my job to lose.
Nobody will convince me that that's not the source of
which
all
I'm
this.
Not which I understand from Chaz because when MLB does, hey, let's do our top guys at all positions.
Yep.
And Chaz makes top 10 at center field, but he cannot crack the lineup because
on opening day
of Jake Meyers.
Because Jake got healthy. Yeah, I don't want to hear it from all my mezzanine row clappers either. Y'all just sit up there and clap and just agree with every decision that's made. I can't do it. Also, Brian McTaggart, boys. How about them Hogs? Brian McTaggart just posted a picture of Eric Musselman. He's in town for the Final Four.
He is, yeah.
He's in town for the Final Four. He's down to got a nice picture. They ain't none of the guys in the picture are quite cheesing like B. Skeezy. B. Scott, Brandon Scott was with old Megan Thee Stallion, but Eric Musselman, Dusty Baker, and Jeff Blum all cheesed up.
Yeah, good for them, man.
Blum's got great taste.
Eric looks like he's going to have a good time.
You know, Blum's got a daughter at Arkansas. They got great taste, man. Whole family.
Good for them.
They do.
All right, coming up, we're going to hear from the mayor of this great city, Sylvester Turner, will join The Drive coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. Welcome back to The Drive as we are live at the Final Four, Radio Row in particular. And remember, Westwood One's NCAA Final Four Radio Row has been brought to you by NetSuite. To gain visibility and control over your business, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for 6 months from NetSuite by Oracle. Head to your netsuite.com/hoops to learn more. As we're getting rocking and rolling here, we are looking to be speaking to the mayor, a busy man. He was supposed to be with us earlier. We'll see if we get him in here. He apparently was at work already. He gave Jim Nance something.
Oh yeah, I mean, heck, Jim Nance Day, man. Gave him a key to the city. I mean, all kind of stuff, man.
I just got the red carpet. We're wanting to get into a controversy.
I'll do it. I'll do it. Hey, congrats, Jim. Congrats.
Yeah, you can do Jim. It. Anybody else?
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see if the mayor can get you hooked up with a one-on-one so you can work out your differences.
I'm good. Yeah.
Come on, man. Don't be that guy, man.
You said that to Janice, and you know what? I don't think I want to make up with Jim. And I'm not gonna lie to you. As I've said it before, I think there's hurt there. Jim was one of my favorites. I used to love Jim Nance.
Even more of a reason to make up. And I mean, you're in the business. Probably a good career move to make up.
Just be one. Shut up and let me do my job.
The hell with it. No, yeah that's the Jim I know. No, I'm good. I don't want to make up with Jim. I don't want to have to sit down and have a. All right, man. Let's. I don't want to bury the hatchet with Jim. I don't. But good.
I got
him.
A real feeling if it's done through the mayor and Janice Burke, of course, and we're talking about Jim Nance. I got a real feeling you'd dance your way into the room to bury the hatchet.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you. I think it's a lot of talk right now.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to. Good for him. Good for him. As he'll call this great Final Four with FAU versus San Diego State. In Miami versus UConn,
got a chance to be a one. I mean, it's got a chance for one to go down in the books. What I mean, has outside of UConn, has anybody else won a championship in this bunch?
Outside of UConn, none of them have even been to it.
There you go.
First Final Four.
There you go.
All of them.
There you go. I mean, it'll go down. It'll go down in history. It may be one of the most memorable Final
you
Fours
know
of all. It already is, according to some of the finer minds of college basketball. It's already one of the most memorable because of what you mentioned.
Yeah, we won't forget it.
But if somebody other than UConn wins this thing, it'll be one of the most memorable of all time.
You know what they need? They need like buzz through the game. Like they need this game to start like the first game or one of these games to start becoming a really, really good game to where you get the social media buzz and you're like, all right, yeah, let me turn over here. Like, you know, I think some people weren't watching the WBC, but they started getting the buzz of – I think it happened to you when you were watching Luther. You started getting the buzz of, oh, Trout and Otani are about to face each other, and then you turned over. That's what they're going to need. I wonder how many eyeballs are going to be there at the start of this thing. But congratulations to the teams that are there. But we'll hopefully speak to the mayor, Sylvester Turner, coming up soon. But, Clint, one of the stories that came out today that is not surprising at all, and that is the reports about a former – Houston Texan DeAndre Hopkins.
Where are they coming from?
New England.
Oh.
The former Houston Texan, the Boston area, DeAndre Hopkins. Reports are Bill O'Brien's beef with DeAndre Hopkins is preventing a trade for the star. Bill O'Brien is now the new offensive coordinator for the New England Patriots. And honestly, like, if you start to think about, like, what have the Patriots lacked? They can't draft. And here lately, they're having a hard time signing really good perimeter players, wide receivers. They just don't scout or something, don't do that well. It's been over time. And DeAndre Hopkins, who is not as good as he was when he was in his prime here, but still somebody that would really fit well with, I think, what Matt Armstrong, but somebody that can – can put it pretty accurately, and he'll go up and get any ball. That's a type of receiver they could use. And he has a pretty good relationship with Bill Belichick, but he ain't going to go there because Bill O'Brien's there. And Bill O'Brien, as we all know here in Houston, was a major, major reason, if not the reason, why he had to leave here and go to Arizona.
It's this isn't a tough one. I mean, the minute that the thought, about a week ago where the report came out that one of the teams interested in DeAndre Hopkins was New England. It was like, Bill O'Brien's the offensive coordinator. There's zero chance that DeAndre Hopkins plays for Bill O'Brien. None. Zero chance. And so this report doesn't surprise me one bit. I agree with you. I mean, I think a DeAndre Hopkins –
it'd be a good fit.
I mean, look, it'd be a great fit because this is a team that's been – I mean, look, call it evaluation, call it just not paying attention to the position, not valuing the position, not valuing that type of player. Call it what you want, but they've done a piss-poor job of surrounding their quarterback since really the last couple of years that Brady was there, into the Cam Newton year, and then into Mac Jones. I mean, it is criminal what Bill Belichick has done offensively, both given the quarterback weapons as well as who in the hell's calling plays offensively. It's an absolute joke. Any other coach try to do that, they would get ran up out of the league. The media would damn sure try to run them up out of the league, but they would get ran out of the NFL, laughed out of the NFL very, very quickly. But because it's Bill Belichick, nobody wants to rattle that cage. I think it'd be a great get. It'd be a great fit it for so many reasons. There's only one problem. The one guy in the NFL that DeAndre Hopkins is not going to work with, and he is not going to live life having to see on a daily basis for 6 months out of the year, is Bill O'Brien. It just ain't happening.
Yeah, this ain't going to be a LeBron type of situation where he's going to return to Cleveland with the owner because he got to work with him every day.
Yeah,
like this, it'd be a different thing if Bill was somewhere where their paths don't cross, but their paths got to cross.
Yeah.
And you know Bill ain't changing.
Yeah.
Bill's going to do what Bill does. He's going to get after him and coach the way he does. It feels like – I don't know, but it feels like there was some personal things there that just you can't cross. Well, like that ain't coming
look,
back
there,
from
there's
kind of like
nothing,
Jim.
There's, that's the – to me, one of the biggest – I think one of the things that are very clear about the Jack Easterby and Bill O'Brien last couple of years in Houston was a lot of things got personal that shouldn't have gotten personal. And that's where a guy like DeAndre Hopkins didn't have a problem with a coach being a hard ass. He doesn't have a problem with really doesn't even care to consider it. He just wants to play ball, right? But when it gets personal, then And you start attacking them personally, which some of the reports out there about Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby doing with DeAndre Hopkins, when that kind of stuff starts happening, DeAndre Hopkins got options, man. I mean, he's not gonna put up with it. So again, I don't care what the reports are, I don't care who the sources are. DeAndre Hopkins ain't playing in New England.
not as long as Bill O'Brien is there. So Mac Jones, he's the one who's really taking the hit.
Isn't that awful?
I feel bad for him. I mean, I truly feel bad for Mac Jones. I thought, boy, I just know in his mind, him and his family, oh, God, couldn't pick a better place for him to go.
You just hate to be the quarterback up there rocking and rolling when we find out that Brady was ultimately the key to what was going on in New England.
Yeah, yeah.
During the Super Bowl runs.
Yeah. All right, as the mayor just arrived here, we'll talk to him coming up here in a couple of minutes. We'll get his thoughts on – everything that this Final Four is doing for this city. Mayor Sly Turner, Sylvester Turner. Better not call my man Sly. He'll join us coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, as we are live back here on Radio Row for the Final Four, it is here in the great city of Houston.
Bury me in the mayor. H.
There you go. Thanks, Lance. He's still throwing on flat ground, folks. But here in the great city of Houston, the mayor of this great city, I didn't call him sly. I just felt it. Something in my spirit. I just felt to go ahead. Like, you know, I knew you. Like, you
know,
I see you.
You know, that was my nickname when I was at University of Houston. I tried to get rid of it, but it keeps coming back.
Yeah. And I sure brought it back, didn't I? Sylvester Turner, the mayor, man, we appreciate you joining us here.
Hey, look, thank you. It just feels good to have the Final Four back in the city of Houston again.
Talk to us a little bit about that, man. I mean, it's a big day for not only Houston, but obviously you as the mayor. I mean, you're rocking and rolling, man. We're fresh off the rodeo, then we go to the Final Four, and then, I mean, the World Cup's going to be here before you know it. It's got nonstop for you, huh?
Yeah, and then what, the college and university football championship will be held in January, yep, right in the city of Houston. Look, it's been a good ride. I'm in my final year of 8 years, but when I started off, it was the Super Bowl. Then we had the NCAA. Double-A men's Final Four, you know, back in 2016, 2017. The Astros have been to championship for 6 consecutive years, World Series 3 times, 1, 2, so it's been great. And now we've got another NCAA Final Four, you know, that's happening in the city. It's great for the city. It's great for marketing purposes. And a lot of people have their own images of Houston, but once you come and see what's here, people love the city.
Do you think that thought process is any different from when you first got here 8 years ago, being that, to me, Houston is a big city, big event city, right? Like, yeah. I think a lot of people look at, like, New Orleans or Miami or L.A. or Vegas or big. It feels like, and hell, everything you just named off,
right?
Like, this is a place where big things and big events come.
Well, we handle big events well. Very, very well. And so that's something that we do all the time. I mean, it is a city where a number of conventions and conferences come on a regular basis. We're in the rotation. It's a sports town, you know. And I think when people come and they see the facilities and the layout, I mean, you got 2 airports within the geographical limits of the city, on the north and the south, international airports. One just happens to be Hobby. One happens to be the 5-star airport, the only one on the North American continent, one of 16 in the whole world. So when you have those facilities, you got the hotels that book in the convention center, that makes it great. And literally, there are thousands and thousands of hotel rooms downtown and within 8 or 9 mile radius so people can get in and out. And then, of course, NRG is right down the street. So from a logistical point of view, it just works well. From a hospitality point of view, you got 10 to 11,000 restaurants in the city, and you can beat the Southern hospitality. So it's who we are. And then I tell people we're a little bit country and a little bit chic all at the same time.
Hey, look, Mayor, you done gave away the key to the city. You got a concert to go to a little later on, man. Tell us about your day. I mean, again, representing the city in a big time moment when the Final Four is here. You've had a busy one, man.
Well, you know, Jim Nance has started his career right here on the campus of University of Houston, radio and television broadcasting. And
did you guys cross paths here?
He came to University of Houston in 1977. I graduated in 1977.
Okay.
But over the years, we've seen each other so many, many times. He's a distinguished alumni of University of Houston. Both of us are. So we've seen each other many, 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 many times. And so for him to, I guess you can say, stop broadcasting the men's Final Four and to pick this time in Houston, the hope was the University of Houston would be in the Final Four. That would make it real sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, he's someone who has contributed a great deal to the city of Houston, done a lot to the city of Houston. We're very proud of him. And so to be able to give him the proclamation naming tomorrow his day in the city and give him the keys to the city from one alum to another, it was just very, very special. So that been a very moving moment. And then, of course, Megan Thee Stallion will be performing later on this evening, a graduate of Texas Southern University, threw out the pitch on the first game last night. And so that's a big, big deal. Fan Fest is a huge, huge hit, and people are saying that they love it when they compare it to what other events of similar kind in other cities. So just very proud of everything that's taking place, and then I'm hoping for some very competitive games.
And we don't want to take up a lot of your time. We know how busy you are. I just think one thing for maybe our audience to understand.
I thought he was going to. I thought you were going to stay for the whole 5 o'clock hour. I thought we had you till 6, man.
Not even 5 o'clock.
What the heck's going on around here?
I do for the people to know how much of an economic impact an event like this has. It's all of them and everything you said. How much this helps the city?
Well, from an economic point of view, if you look at the previous one in New Orleans and the one before, it could be anywhere between, let's say, $160 to over $200 million in terms of economic impact. That's huge. But in terms of marketing the city, the media impressions, way, 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 way up, millions and millions and millions and millions. In terms of all the hotel rooms are booked. Mm-hmm. Restaurants are loving it, okay? People come to your city, they love it, they come back. And in many cases, they move to the city. Okay, so and you, it's hard to measure that impact. And it's not just about providing an excellent venue for people who are coming into your city, but also for Houstonians and people who live in the region.
Yep.
That's good for them, and it makes people feel proud. So those are the intangibles you cannot measure, and it's competitive. A whole lot of cities would love the Final Four to be in their city. For Houston to have had it twice, you know, in the last 4 or 5 years is just incredible. So those are the intangibles that we love. A number of mayors, for example, are flying into the city. You know, I'll be hosting some of them. So, you know, that's a good thing. You know, be saying to other mayors from across, you know, come on
well,
down.
Well, pull the curtain back a little bit. If you're hosting them, what you got on the agenda? Where are you taking? where are y'all eating at? Where are y'all hanging at, man?
Well,
come on.
You know, even mayors, you know.
My mayor, message, you know.
You know, mayor.
Curled up that mic.
You know, you did say Sly, right?
Yeah. Oh, this Sly coming out. No, you didn't let Sylvester. You didn't hear Sly that came on out the building.
Go ahead. You get a chance to party.
Up and let me listen to Sly. That's who I've been wanting to hear.
You know, look, mayors, we're on the job 24/7. We are the boots on the ground. We are the boats in the water. Mm-hmm. You know, people hold a town hall meeting at a grocery store with us all the time. We love what we do. But at the same time, even mayors need a respite, you know. So a number of them are coming in to enjoy themselves. Short weekend. They'll come in tomorrow. They'll head back out on Tuesday morning, and then they'll continue to do what they do. But I guarantee you they'll have two or three phones with them just in case something is happening in their respective cities.
Well, we appreciate your time. And
appreciate y'all.
I know you got a busy schedule, so we'll let you get back to it.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's
welcome aboard, Terry.
We'll get a standing day and time for you to join us once a week. We'll get with your people.
What is wrong with this dude?
What? I mean, it'd be great to have the mayor on once a week, wouldn't it?
Well,
come
you
on,
know,
man.
Just, no, just
especially Sly, though.
Hey, you know.
I don't want the mayor. I want Sly. What the hell I want? I want Sly in here.
Let me go. Y'all give me a trouble.
About to get in. I got a story.
I'm
going to be at church on Sunday, you know.
Oh, man. That's a good time. A lot of work being put in with this, with a great event, and it's not just from a sports perspective. Everybody, all the big decision makers and people in the city, including the mayor, have to be in on that. I bet you Sly had slid into some cognac before. That screams cognac right there.
I'd say coming up through U of H and in the city and that Sly just that worked. He slid into that a couple of times in a little 10 minutes there. Yeah, there's probably been some cognac in his hand a time or two.
Yeah, he didn't had it. Yeah, no ice. Yeah, he just
neat, huh?
Yeah, neat, baby. No. All right. I was thinking about this as we were rolling in, and maybe we could dig into this more through the week. You remember, or more next week, or closer as we get to the draft. You remember, man, we were in the same boat. All right, man, Texans, wide receiver. Boy, if they got to get a wide receiver, Quentin Johnston's the guy. Remember, we had his coach at another event that we did like this. We had Sonny on, and he was talking about Quentin Johnston. And we were like, that could be the number one receiver. Hell, we were talking, man, with that second pick, he might not be there. He might not be there at 10, 11, or 12 at that time. We were talking about Quentin Johnston. He is dropping, Clint, in a major way. I've looked at it. I listen to, as they do every morning, Payne and Pendergast, they do their draft injection, and they were talking about one where the Texans trade back and get him at 25. I saw somebody with the listing that had at 25, the top receivers, he was seventh behind Zay Flowers and a lot of these guys. I'm just like, what is happening with Quentin Johnston and why is he dropping so much?
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it? Because he's got everything about the fit. Like, I read the first thing I read was, everything about him looks like a number one receiver. Yeah, and then I'm like, well, why the hell is he seventh?
Well, look, I think there's a couple things. One, to what you said, if he does fall again, I hope they go 212 and then use another draft pick to package up to move back into the first round to get a guy like Quentin Johnston. But I don't believe it. I think there's going to be a lot of movement in the wide receivers as it pertains to the draft because – we've talked about this before. You've got so many different types of receivers. I think Quentin Johnston's a little bit of a gamble at that big-bodied, number one coverage-dictating, 50-50 ball-catching, man-to-man beating type of wide receiver. And it's a little bit of a gamble there because we had his head coach at TCU sat right here on this show and said, hey, look, he's raw, man. There's a lot of untapped talent right there. So it's a little bit of a risk. And I think the NFL, I think it's safer – for the NFL to go, give me a smaller, shiftier burner that I can get involved in a run game. He can be my move guy. He can help me in my run game just based off of his movement, things of that nature. I think it's a little easier. It's a little less of a gamble, and it's a little easier to game plan those guys and get them involved. Whereas, boy, you go with Quentin Johnston, man, he's an X. He is a big-bodied X. That's what you're going and – He's got to go out there and do big boy X things if you draft him at 12. If you draft him in the top 10, I don't believe that he's fallen. I won't believe it till I see it. But
you don't think he'll go in the 20s? You think he'll?
Well, I hope he does, and I hope Nick jumps up from the second to get him. If I'm being honest, but yeah, no. Look, he could possibly go in the 20s. I just don't buy though. All of a sudden, he's fallen. Like I don't know how fallen from what? From where Mel Kiper thought he was going to be? You know.
He was by far the number one coming out of the college football season after the playoff ended. Everything we said, he was the number one receiver, and now everything I've seen is Jackson Smith and Jigba has passed him up. Zay Flowers has passed him up. USC has passed
Addison.
Him up.
Addison,
yeah, he Jordan Addison.
Look, he wouldn't even. I don't think he would have even been in the same conversation as Smith and Jigba. Had Smith and Jigba not been injured. So, again, like whoever put Quentin Johnston up top, I mean, they didn't know what Smith and Jigba was health-wise or what he was capable of. And so I don't know. I don't know if you call that a slide. I don't know how all that works out. And yeah, he could possibly drop into the 20s maybe. But if he does, again, I think the dynamic of him falling is more about – He's a certain type of wide receiver where the others are all kind of
safer. That's interesting.
Well, they're safer. They play more positions. They're easier to integrate into your offense. Where a big boy X receiver, man, you put him out there and he's just got to be a bad dude.
Yeah. All right. Coming up 5 o'clock fire as we're live here on Radio Row, getting you ready for the Final Four. The lineup is out. As the Astros look to try to even up their record and get this second game against the White Sox. The lineups is out and still confused in there in center field. We'll discuss all of that coming up next right here on The Drive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.